we focus on encountering David's life where he was hiding in a cave. And we've come to hide out in God's cave and find strength in him. As we continue following David's life, we pick up as we come into chapter 22, he's running from Saul. Saul has been chasing him down to kill him. And we pick up this story. Last week we had seen that he was in the town of Gath, the hometown of Goliath. And in order to escape there from the king, he acted like he was insane. And the king had let him go. Continuing his running, David left Gath and escaped to the cave at Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. And all those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went on to Mizpah and Moab and said to the king of Moab, "Would you let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do for me?" So he left them with the king of Moab, and he stayed with him. They stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Go into the land of Judah." So David left and went to the land forest of Ereth. And here ends the reading of God's word. His blessing abides upon it. Shall we pray together? Father, we thank you that you are our hiding place, that we can run to you, and we can hide out in you and find security and safety from all of the challenges and problems and fears of life. That you, we can sing to you in songs of deliverance as we run to you. And Father, I pray this morning, as we run into your arms, that we would find peace and comfort in you today. And Lord, from all of the concerns that may be pressing on us, for all the things that the fears of, that we may have, the burdens that we carry, that we bring them into your cave this morning, that we bring them into your presence and hide and find rest in you, that we can leave them and cast them on you. And when we leave here this morning, know that we have been restored and we have been refreshed, because we have been in your presence with you. So speak to us through your word this morning. Encourage us through your truth. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Bob Breisdorf, two hunters were hunting one day. They were bear hunting, just like you were doing last year. And they came across a bear so big that they dropped their rifles and ran for cover. That ever happened to you? No. What, the bears were too big or else running for cover? Which one was it? Neither one, okay. Well, one man climbed a tree while the other hid in a nearby cave. He was looking for a cave. The bear was in no hurry to eat, so he sat down between the tree and the cave to reflect upon his good fortune. Which one to go after, the guy in the cave, the one in the tree? Suddenly, for no apparent reason, the hunter in the cave come rushing out. And he almost ran into the waiting bear. He hesitated, then he dashed back in, then he came back out a second time. Then he went back into the cave again, then he ran out a third time. After he came out the third time, his companion from the tree yelled down to him. He said, "Woody, you're crazy." He said, "Stay in the cave until the bear leaves." And he said, "Can't." Woody says, "I can't." He said, "There's another bear in there." Life can be that way sometimes, doesn't it? We feel like no matter which way we turn, we're being bombarded by something. We've got cave, we've got a bear in a tree and a bear behind us. And no matter which way we go, we have these problems mounting out against us and feel like there's no way to escape. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run for shelter from these problems that are facing us. David probably felt the same way at this point in his life. He was being hunted down by King Saul. He was being pursued for no good reason. We had already seen that David had been loyal to Saul. He had defeated Goliath, brought great victory to the nation. And King Saul, out of jealousy and envy, turned against him, was hunting him down to pursue him. We'd seen last week how he fled to Gath, the hometown of Goliath. There, acted insane. Now he's continuing to escape. And he comes to a cave in the town of Adullam, and he runs into this cave to find safety and security from Saul. And as he's gathered there, a bunch of other men come with him and meet him there in that cave. And he was hiding out there, hiding out from Saul and from his presence. And like David and those hunters, we too may feel squeezed by life and pressured by the problems that we face. We too need a place of escape sometimes. Sometimes the pressures get so deep to us, we have to find that refuge, a place of escape. But where can we run to for cover? A place we can run to for cover, a place where we can hide till the storm passes us from the problems and the pressures of life. But unlike David, who ran to the cave at Adullam, we can run to Jesus and hide out in him, our cave. And hiding in Jesus and running to him where we can find his presence and his peace. And instead of hiding out, we can hide in him. Today, as we look at this passage before us, these five verses in 1 Samuel chapter 22, we're going to discover together five blessings that we have in our life when we hide out in God's cave and when we take shelter in him from the storms and the pressures of life. And I don't know what burden you had on your heart when you came in here today. I don't know what you're pressing, what you faced this past week, what burdens you're carrying on your heart have been crushing into you. But we can bring them to Jesus and we can hide in him this morning. And when we do, we can leave here different, just as David did when he left that cave after meeting with the Lord there. And five benefits that we receive and blessings in our life when we hide out in Jesus and in him. First, when we hide in Jesus this morning, we see that we find a place of refuge. That hiding in him, we have the refuge that we need when life gets tough, when it's difficult. It says in verse 1 that David left Gath and he escaped to the cave at Adullam. He ran to the cave to hide out. Initially, he was hiding out from Saul so that Saul wouldn't be able to pursue him and find him and kill him. And imagine living every single day of your life for these years, wondering if this could be your last day of life, knowing that the troops and King Saul were chasing you down everywhere you went. And so he's looking for that place of escape, that place he could hide out and be safe. We too can find our safety and security by hiding out in Jesus, our rock of refuge, the one who keeps us safe. As the scripture says, he hides us in the cleft of the rock and he covers us there with his hand. And we find refuge in him. We find protection and we find strength. He hides my soul in the clefts of the rock and covers us there with his hand, the hymn writer says. For the cross is our refuge. And when we are hiding in Jesus, we are covered by his hand and protected there, that we are safe and we are secure. And we can have that peace. A place we can hide and find safety. It's also a place of refuge because we can find help in time of need. David, as he went into this cave, was looking for a place he could find help. And we're going to see that some people came to him. His family came to him. Others came to him. And he found help that he needed during this time. When we run to Jesus and run to him and hide out in him, we find help in time of need. Our Savior, who was always there, his arms underneath us, lifting us up, carrying us through, sheltering us, and surrounding us with his presence and his peace. Life can get messy. Life can get hard. And we all have those times when we need that help. We need that place to go to. And we can run to Jesus instead of running to hide out from the storms. We can run and hide in him and find that help that we need. Turn with me to Psalm 142. Last week, we looked at Psalm 34 in context to 1 Samuel chapter 21 and the incident when David had pretended to be insane to escape from Achish. Psalm 142, another one looking at this in context, was written at this point in David's life. And it says here At the beginning of this psalm, it was said a psalm of David when he was in the cave, when he was hiding in this cave, looking for a place of refuge. This is the song that he wrote and sang to the Lord. And he says, I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him, I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. It is the path where I walk. Men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see. No one is concerned for me, and I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather around about me because of your goodness to me. David wrote that psalm when he was in that cave because he needed that place of refuge, that place of help. And out of his anguish, he cried out to the Lord, knowing that the Lord was the only one who could help him during that time. He said, no one else can help me through this. And sometimes life's pressures can be so intense that the only one that can get us through it is Jesus. And when we run into his arms, we'll find that help that we need always there. David learned that in the cave with God. We also find shelter from the storms. The shelter was a place that he could go when the storms got intense. Just along our trail here, the Northwest Trail that they built, the River Trail. If you're going around the part where in front of Chickie's Rock, and below Chickie's Rock is a shelter that is there. And they said that the Indians used that whenever the storms would come. They would shelter in there to keep them safe. And there's something about hiding in the rock. And last night we had shelter when the storm came under the canopy, under the carport. We had that shelter from the storm. And Jesus is our shelter from the storm as well, keeping us safe, covering us. That even when the winds blow around us and the storms are railing and the wind is going strong, we find that in Christ, our house is safe and we have that safety and security. And we, because we are built on the rock and grounded in him, he is our shelter in the time of storm that we just sang about earlier. We also find protection from our enemies as our refuge. When David was hiding in that cave, he ran there to be protected from Saul, his enemy. And when we are hiding in Jesus, we have protection from our enemies, our main enemy, Satan, who was after us. But we find he puts his hedge of protection around us. And we can rely on him as Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil, protect us. And we find help and hope in times of distress and despair. David found that. He found that the Lord was his refuge. He was the one he could run to when no one else was there for him. He could trust him. Now on the back of the sermon notes, if you turn over to the other side, you will discover that David learned in the cave that God was his refuge, that he would be the one for him. He could be the one he could rely on when nobody else was there. And it took a quick journey through the book of Psalms, beginning in the first chapter 2, all the way through chapter 44, all those Psalms. And this is all the many times it's listed where David, most of these written by David, where he refers to God as his refuge, the one that he can rely on, the one he can run to when life gets difficult. This grew out of his experience in the cave when he experienced God being the only one who could be there for him. I'd encourage you to take this list, read over it, reflect over it, maybe this week, reflect over these scriptures, let God minister to your heart. And even as you're reading over, find one that means a special to you and memorize that one. And when those hard times come, you can cry out to the Lord, your refuge, and know that he is there for you. Read this week in your devotions and let God's reference and refuge be your encouragement this week as he was from David. Running to him, we find a place of refuge, but we also find a place of relief. David, as he came into the cave, had refuge from the storms, but he also had relief. It said in verse 1, the second part, that his brothers and his father, when they heard about him hiding out in this cave, and when they heard about it, they went down and they met with him there. and he found relief, and because he was encouraged by through the encouragement and support of others. They went down and they met him there, and they encouraged him. He also found relief from the Lord himself. But that power of encouragement, when others come beside us and sit there with us and encourage us through those hard times, and we know that we're not alone, we know that we're in God's presence and we're someone with us, we find that encouragement. I ask you this morning, do you have a close friend or a family member who you can go to, who you can confide in when the storms get hard, when life's pressures get deep? Do you have someone who you know is in the cave with you, someone who's alongside you? David had his family there, but it also the Lord was there. And with the Lord's presence beside us and those that God brings into our life to encouragement, we find relief. But David also found relief because he was honest enough to admit his need. If we read Psalm 142, which we just read together, David cried out to the Lord. He said, I feel like I'm being chased down. There's nobody that cares for me. He said, everybody's against me, and I need you, and I run to you. And he admitted how he felt. You read the book of Psalms, and David honestly shared his emotions with the Lord. And in that, he found relief. And the Lord wants us to do that, not be afraid to come before him and honestly tell him how we feel, to honestly admit our need, admit that, Lord, I'm struggling here and I need you. I can't get through this without you and I need your help. There's a song that's popular right now and they play it on WDAC by Matthew West, and it's called The Truth Be Told. And if you heard it, it refers to this very thing. And if you don't know, I'm going to read the lyrics for you, because it refers to where we find relief. And the words say, lie number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask you, you smile and say, never better. And how often is that the case in church? We come and someone asks you, how are you? Oh, fine, never better, when we know inside our life's in turmoil. And lie number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. And we think everybody else got it together. I'm the only one that struggles. So keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe behind closed doors. We can't let anybody know. But the truth be told. The truth is rarely told, but the chorus goes on to say, yeah, I say I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken. And when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And he knows it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it when being honest is the only way to fix it, because there's no failure, no fall. There's no sin that he doesn't already know. So let the truth be told. And see, that's how we find relief, by being honest before the Lord, coming before him and saying, Lord, I'm struggling here. David did that. He wasn't afraid to. And God met him there in the cave and brought him the relief that he needed. Because he was humble enough to look up and he was honest enough to admit his need. Sometimes we feel we have to have it all together, and all of us have struggles in our life. And none of us are perfect. And the church is for imperfect people. If we had to be perfect, none of us would qualify for God's grace, because we think we wouldn't need it and Jesus wouldn't have to die. But we find that place of relief when we come to the cave in our need and cry out to him and find the encouragement that he has to give us. Third, we find a place in the cave. When we hide out in Jesus, we find refinement. It's a place of refinement. Look at verse 2. It says, all those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around David, and he became their leader. What a group of people. Here David was running and hiding for his life. And who comes to him but a bunch of discontents, people who are discontented, who have their own problems. Some were in debt, some were discouraged, some were in distress themselves, or they were discontented with life. And David gathers around him a bunch of discontents. Boy, that's nice, huh? You're in the cave and now you have a bunch of discontents with you. Isn't that what you want to be and have in the cave with you? But yet we find it was a place of refinement, because those people nor David stayed there. In the midst of the cave, something happened. And their lives and David's life was transformed. And through the transformation of being in the presence of the Lord, we find our life being refined and being changed. Let me illustrate it this way. There was a TV show in the 60s that featured a guy named Bruce Wayne. And whenever there was a crisis in life, Bruce Wayne would get this message. He was just an ordinary guy, but there was a crisis and he would get this signal. And he would go into a cave. And when he came out of the cave, he was transformed into Batman. And his life was changed, and he had superhuman strength, and he was a superhero. And that transformation took place when he entered the Batcave. He went in as Bruce Wayne, and he came out as Batman. And that transformation took place. And that's what happens when we are in the presence of Jesus. Our burdens, our concerns are transformed through that time. It happened for David. And as he entered that cave, fleeing and pressed down with the cares, when he comes out of this cave, we're going to see that he's different. These group of men that came with him, what a motley crew of discontents, people in distress and in debt, they gathered around David, but David invested in them. And this motley crew of discontents, we're going to find out, became David's mighty men of valor. When David is going to ascend the throne, these are going to be his loyal, most loyal, the loyal ones who were there for him. And they were transformed into the men of valor and strength. And it happened in this time in the cave. God sometimes takes us in the cave in those hard times so that he can do refinement in us. So he can rough off the smooth edges of the coal and make that rough edges of the coal and make it into a diamond. So that he can refine us by heat and burn out the impurities and make us into who he wants us and knows that we can be. Working and chipping away at us to make us more like himself. So through transformation and also through realignment with God's will and purpose, we see this refinement take place. Because God had a ministry for David. David was in this cave hiding out from Saul. But yet, God had a ministry for him there. David did not sit in the cave and sulk. He didn't feel sorry for himself at this point. This group of men came around him, and it says there in verse 2, what? That he became their leader. In other words, he invested in them. He saw this as a time that God had brought these men to him, and he was going to invest in them, and he realigned his purpose with the purpose of God, even in the midst of the cave. And he became their leader and invested in them and saw a ministry, even in the midst of the sorrow that he was in, God had a place and a ministry for him to do. And sometimes God will take us into the cave to realign us, to put our will, mind, with his will and purpose for us, realize that he has a ministry and purpose for us to do. It was for David. And he became their leader. And the same for us. We also see that it is a place of revelation, a place where God's will and word is spoken. Notice down in verse 5, it says, but the prophet Gad came to David, said to David, do not stay in the stronghold, but go into the land of Judah. In this cave, God sent the prophet to speak to him his word. And when we are in that cave, that place hiding out with Jesus, when we are alone with him, where all the distractions can be taken away, that's when we can hear God speak. Elijah, the great prophet, had a cave experience too, when he was running for his life from Baal, from Ahab and Jezebel. He went hiding out in the cave. Again said, Lord, take my life. It's over. And the Lord spoke to him, not in a hurricane, not in a loud roar, not in wind, but in a still, small voice. He heard the voice of God in the cave. And the Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah? I still have work for you to do. Get out there and do my purpose. And when we are away from everything else, and we are alone with God, we can hear from him, we can wait on him, and we can respond to him. And sometimes God takes us into that cave. We can hide out with him so he has our attention. Everything else is distracted. Everything else is gone. So we can hear him speak to us, and we can get his word and will. And it's a place of restoration. The last part of it says, when God spoke to him his word, David left the cave and he went on to the forest. He went out of that cave renewed and restored, having that experience. And when you and I hide in Jesus and we go and rest in him, we leave that cave restored, and we can come out of that cave knowing we have been refreshed because we have that refuge in him. We've been realigned, and we find relief that only his word and his presence can bring. Write down Psalm 57, because Psalm 57 is another psalm that David wrote while in the cave, and you'll see a difference between Psalm 142 when he went in and Psalm 57 when he was coming out of the cave. There he said about the Lord being his refuge, and he praised him for all that he's done. And you can see the transformation that took place in David's life and was he met God in that place. So this morning, is there a burden in your heart? Is there something that's pressing you down and you feel you can't escape from? Take it to Jesus. Hide out in him. Run into his cave for refuge, for safety, and security. We will find relief there in him. And realignment as our life is realigned in his purpose and will, as he reveals himself to us through his word in his presence. And then we can leave restored and refreshed as we continue to follow him, as we continue to live in the way he wants us to. Hiding out with God in his cave, hiding in Jesus, brings great peace and great rescue for us in time of need. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the refuge we find in Jesus, that we can run to you and find shelter in the time of storm, protection from our enemies, help in time of need, hope in times of despair when we have no one else to turn to, that you are our refuge there and you keep us safe and you shelter us. Father, we also thank you that we find relief in you when we can't find it anywhere else, that you send people into our life at just the right time to encourage us. You sent David's family to him when he needed it. And also when we're honest enough to admit that we have a need and we cry out to you, we find relief in you as our refuge. And Lord, also you refine us in those times, that you transform our life and you help us get ourselves realigned with your purpose and will in the midst of it. And sometimes you use hard times to help us see that and to get ourselves back where it needs to be. And Lord, we thank you for your word that even in the midst of the darkest times, in the midst of the cave, when we're alone and from all distractions, we can hear you speak to us. And you give us your word and your guidance that we can leave and come out of there restored and refreshed and renewed. So thank you, Lord, that we can hide in you and find refuge in you, our Savior. Lord, I pray for each one here today, each one who we love and you love. And Lord, I pray that they would find refuge and rest and restoration in you as we hide in you, our Savior, our refuge, our strength, our rock, our shelter. And it's in you, our Savior, we trust. And it's in you, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen.